In this bulletin, the RBA leaves interest rates on hold at 1.5%, and Barnaby Joyce confirms that he'll stand for re-election in the seat of New England. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Interest rates are being kept on hold for a record 22nd month in a row. The Reserve Bank has decided to keep the official cash rate steady at 1.5%. In a statement, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe says low interest rates continue to support the Australian economy. Barnaby Joyce has reportedly confirmed he will recontest the seat of New England at the next federal election. There's been doubt over the future of the former Deputy Prime Minister and leader of the Nationals since he agreed to a paid interview about his affair with his former staffer Vicky Campion and their baby. The Australian has reported that some Nationals members are pushing for another former Nationals leader and Deputy Prime Minister John Anderson to replace Mr Joyce in the seat. Meanwhile, Labor has surged further ahead of the Turnbull government in the latest Guardian Essential poll following the revival of the Barnaby Joyce controversy. The poll shows Labor ahead of the coalition 54% to 46% on a two-party preferred basis. Amnesty International is calling on the Australian government to be more transparent about its role in last year's coalition airstrikes in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The humanitarian organisation has released a report into the strikes after carrying out field investigations in the destroyed city. The report says in the process of liberating the city from IS, the US-led coalition killed and injured thousands of civilians in what Amnesty says was disproportionate and indiscriminate attacks. From the 6th of June to the 12th of October last year, the US, the United Kingdom and France launched the attack on behalf of a coalition of 70 countries, including Australia. Amnesty International's senior crisis response advisor, Donatella Rivera, has told SBS the federal government needs to be transparent about its role.
If there were resources for the military campaign, there also have to be resources made available for the consequences of that military campaign. And at the moment, that does not appear to be very high on the list of priority. There is a certain amount of aid, but it is woefully inadequate compared to what the residents of Raqqa need after such incredible devastation.
Origin has promised customers in Queensland and South Australia a price cut on their power bills. Retail General Manager John Briskin has announced that prices in those two states will come down by up to 4% from the 1st of July, while expected price rises in New South Wales and the ACT won't be passed on. He says electricity prices can come down further for households and businesses if industry and government pursue the coalition's national energy guarantee. It's official. Socceroos winger Daniel Azani will be the youngest player at the Football World Cup. The 19-year-old is the only player born in 1999 to be heading to Russia after Poland's Sebastian Szyminski, 5 months Azani's junior, was cut from its final squad. Azani only made his first start for Melbourne City in the FFA Cup last August. He has just 16 starts in his professional career and made a debut for Australia off the bench in Friday's 4-0 friendly win over the Czech Republic. Taking a look at Wednesday's weather now, showers for Perth and 17, mostly sunny in Adelaide and 18 degrees in Melbourne, sunny and 18 in Hobart, also sunny 15 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower and 14 in Wollongong, showers also 17. Much the same for Sydney, a top of 19 in Newcastle, also showers and 19 in Brisbane. Much the same, 20 degrees, partly cloudy for Cairns, 26 degrees. And in Darwin, sunny, a top of 30 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomo.